This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Super Bowl champion? Check. NFL MVP? Check. Friend of the drive? Absolutely.
Pump fake it. Now cut it inside the five. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes. So patient. He waited. He exploded.
The only place in the country where you're going to hear from the Chiefs QB every week is right here on 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Touchdown. Kansas City. And Mahomes is on fire. Five consecutive touchdown drives.
Here's C-Dot and Patrick Mahomes.
Our conversations with the quarterback are powered by Google Fiber. We caught up with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, and we asked him to take us through the last possession where there's less than 2 minutes left in the game, the Chiefs have the ball, and the division is on the line.
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of went back to our process. We went back to what we've done, what Coach Reed prepares us for, what Coach Bieniemy prepares us for, and we went through the plays and did what we were supposed to do. And I was proud of the guys. They stepped up, a lot of young guys. And then at the end of the game, we have Travis, who seems like the closer, and he got him the ball in space, and he made it happen.
Yesterday, you called Travis Kelce the greatest tight end of all time. Shannon Sharp earlier today, a Hall of Fame tight end, says that he thinks Kelce is in line to be the GOAT. In your opinion, what makes Travis Kelce the greatest tight end of all time?
Yeah, I think he just, if you look at how he's changed the position, man, I mean, you saw a few guys that could block and that could run some routes. And I mean, obviously there's some great tight ends that have played in this game, but I think since Travis has kind of shown how the tight end can be used as a receiver and someone that can be a mismatch, you've seen it kind of go around the entire league of guys putting their big athletic guys in space and letting them make plays happen. And so the longevity that Travis has had, I mean, it doesn't seem like he's slowing down anytime soon. So if he keeps on this pace, man, I mean, like Shannon Sharp said, man, I think he's going to be the greatest.
I mean, just looking at his career right now, I mean, he's been doing this since he was 27 years old. He's 33, and you know how hard it is to be consistent and have that sort of longevity. There's only one person in league history that's done it at this level for this long, and that's Tony Gonzalez. That's the biggest thing for me is, I mean, he's been a 1,200-yard, 10-touchdown guy for almost a decade now, it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing it before I got here, and, I mean, he's going to do it, I'm sure, my entire career. I mean, he's someone that he's just a mismatch on the field. He understands coverages. He's good versus zone. He's great versus man. And so when you have a guy that can win versus all coverages, I mean, he's a special talent, and I think Coach puts him in the best position to succeed, and then he goes out there and he does it.
Earlier today, Coach reconfirmed that the touchdown that Kelce scored with this game was the same play that you guys ran last year. Take us through that play call.
Yeah, I remember Coach called it. We've been talking about it earlier in the game to maybe get into it, kind of how the leverage they were playing their man coverage. But when Coach called in that situation in my head, I was like, man, there's no way we can get him again on the same play. And luckily enough, we got called play at a good time where they were outside leverage man coverage. J-Watt did a great job of kind of getting Derwin to go underneath. And the other guys cleared it out. And then once you get it to Kelce in space, it seems like he always finds a way to get in the end zone. So going into the play, I was like, man, there's no way. But then you see the look, you see the defense out there, and you're like, man, I think we got him.
Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes. Yesterday was a real embodiment of next man up. I don't have to tell you the amount of injuries that you guys had, but you have Justin Watson step up. Sky Moore had a career day. Justin Watson, Isaiah Pacheco. This was maybe the most complete team win that you guys have had since you've been there.
Yeah, I mean, these guys have been building. I mean, if you watch the work they put in at practice, all these guys that are technically not the starters that are backups and stuff like that, they put in the work and they prepare themselves and get whenever they get reps, they make the most of it for moments like we had yesterday. And so I think that just goes to attest to the type of guys that we have in this locker room, the type of guys that Brett Veach and Coach Reed have brought in, that they're going to be ready to step up when their opportunity is given to them, and they did that yesterday.
This is you guys' sixth straight win when you guys were down at halftime. When you hear that stat, what does it kind of say to you? Because obviously you don't want to be down at halftime, but the fact that you guys have always had the ability to come from behind.
Yeah, I think guys just stay with the process, man. They don't let one play define the game. They just stay with the process of let's continue to make it the right play every single play, and then the score will handle itself. And so whenever you're down like that and you got guys that still believe and they're going to fight to the very end, you know you have a great football team because you got the guys that that believe in it.
You guys have had three consecutive dramatic wins at SoFi Stadium. You go back to Harrison Butker's game-winning field goal in overtime last year on Thursday Night Football's Kelsey's game-winning touchdown, and the one last night, Kelsey has another game-winning touchdown. Which of those was the most dramatic in your mind?
Definitely the one with Harrison, because he like made the field goal and there was like a flag and then he made it and there was a timeout and then he made it again. So that was definitely a cool one. The only thing that wasn't cool about that was there was no fans in the stands, so that made it just not as much emotion, I guess you would say. But that if that had been a full stadium, that'd have been a crazy one.
I know you're not thinking about this, but two part question: where is your first MVP award, and have you started making room for your second MVP award?
Nah, man. My first one's in my little trophy area that I have in my house. Yeah, there's still a lot of season to go, man. And so we just focus on one week at a time and winning football games. And I try to let all the other stuff kind of handle itself.
I mean, I'll be the one to say it. I know you're humble, you're modest, you don't want to say it. That was your MVP moment. That was your Heisman moment. 2 minutes on the road, injuries left and right, taking the team down the field in dramatic fashion. Those are the kind of plays that ultimately win you MVP.
Yeah, well, but at the same time, you want to have more of those, you know what I mean? So you want to make sure that you continue to win games, you continue to lead your team into battle, and you find a way to come out with the win at the end. And so obviously that was a great game that we'll look back on after the season and say that was a special one. But now we're focused on the Super Bowl champs coming to town and how can we do whatever we can to go out there and win.
Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes here for a couple of more minutes. Yesterday was actually the first game in your career that you've thrown for 300. You guys have had a 100-yard receiver and a 100-yard rusher. Isaiah Pacheco, to me, has really taken over that job the last couple of weeks. I thought he was fantastic and was a great compliment to you guys' passing game yesterday.
Yeah, man, he runs hard. He runs hard. He continues. He's getting better and better each and every week. And that whole running back room, man, is doing a great job. And so having him when Clyde goes down to kind of take over the majority of the carries, and then having Jerick McKinnon come in, I mean, we have a good depth of that running back room. And so hopefully we get Clyde back soon. But if we need to bring guys up like Rojo, I've trusted them as well. And so Isaiah Pac's doing I've never even called him Isaiah before, but Pac's doing a great job of kind of carrying that role of making those tough, hard-earned yards, and whenever he gets space, he can kind of break some loose too. So he's a great talent that he's going to keep getting better.
I would imagine that you've seen a lot of people who have been excited to meet you. I don't know if anybody has been more excited to meet you than Henry Winkler. I wasn't even there, and I could notice on the picture he was like a kid at Disneyland yesterday getting to meet you. He seemed really happy.
Yeah, no, it was cool to have him at the game, man. He showed us so much support, and I mean, that's the Fonz, man. He's someone that everybody knows, and for him to be such a big fan of the Chiefs, that it was really cool, and he got to sit with my family, and he was just an awesome guy.
I was actually shocked you knew who he was. You know, you're a little bit younger than me. I didn't grow up at the Fonz era, but I remember watching Golden Girls. I remember a little bit of Happy. I'm a little surprised you knew who he was.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I knew who he was. I didn't watch a ton of the Fonz and all that different type of stuff, but I knew who he was. And then obviously I watched shows like The Waterboy growing up, and when he was coaching him up with the special notebook, the green notebook. I mean, come on, you remember, he's in so many great shows. I mean, he's one of the most famous actors of all time.
No, that's a good point about the green notebook and The Waterboy, because that's who I think about when I think of him too. I think of more of that than I think about Happy Days. A couple of quick rapid-fire questions here. So I saw a map. It said that rolls were the favorite side on the Missouri side. Cream corn is the favorite Thanksgiving side on the Kansas side. What is your favorite Thanksgiving side?
Man, there's so many. I like to mix them all, but I like whenever you can throw some mashed potatoes, some sweet potatoes, and some mac and cheese all together, you can't miss.
Yesterday, Brittany was tweeting about pizza. Did she eventually get her pizza?
Yeah, she got her pizza. She wasn't very happy. I think it was like 2 hours or 2.5 hours after she ordered it, and then when you got the pregnant woman at home, and she's not getting her food. She's never going to be happy. So I'm glad she got it eventually. We had someone run to the store and get it for her, and she was happy after that.
What kind of pizza are you guys getting in the Mahomes family?
I'm just traditional pepperoni guy. I mean, that's just who I am. I throw a honey on there if I'm feeling a little spicy. But Brittany's mushroom, dude, so we have to get two completely different pizzas. I can't go with the mushroom on my pizza. I can't do it.
No, I'm with you. And then, you know, right now she's pregnant. You got to get your own thing. So it just doesn't cause issues. I get it. The World Cup is on. I know you played a lot of sports growing up. Did you play soccer growing up?
I played a little bit growing up, but it's the same season as baseball. So I didn't play for long. My dad kind of made me focus in on baseball and everything like that, like I wanted to do anyways. And so I love watching soccer now. I mean, obviously, I'm in with Sporting now, and Brittany's in with Kansas City Current. I've actually grown to love it a lot, and so I'll be watching a lot of these World Cup games. I know they're playing right now. I actually have it on the TV on the side, so I'm watching that as well. So it's I'm excited for the young USA team to go out there and try to make a statement and make a run at it.
Are you planning on going to see Taylor Swift when she's here in July? Everybody is going. I know you're going to be there.
I mean, I'll have my suite. I have the suite at the stadium, and so they give me, like, the first right to keep it, and I always keep it for stuff like that. And so I know my mom and little sister want to go to it and stuff like that, so I'm sure I'll be in attendance as well.
All right, well, happy Thanksgiving, Patrick, man. We always appreciate your time and you hopping on with us, man. You guys got a big game this week. You got a big week with family stuff, man. We appreciate you coming on as always.
I appreciate you, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.